feel that was a little better day than yesterday?
Yeah, definitely. Much better day. Working the red zone and all that kind of stuff. We scored a bunch of touchdowns, so that was good. Defense still made good plays, but I thought offensively we did a good job.
One of those things where, trying to defensive guy just threw a lot at you. Go into the film room and kind of look at it and make adjustments to it.
No question. We don't necessarily game plan for our own defense. Obviously, it's still practice, but they got the best of us yesterday. They had some different looks and things like that. We went back and worked on the protection aspect so we could get the pocket a little better. And Ewood and those guys did a much better job today.
EJ, Mike Williams has a lot of assets, but might his ability to high point the ball be his best asset, especially for you?
Yeah, Mike's going to be a huge asset for us out wide. A guy who, in the red zone who a lot of teams will know we're going to him. And even though they know that, I think he'll still be able to come down with the ball. So Sammy's showing it too. He can go up and high point the ball. And, as a quarterback, that's awesome. That gives you a lot more room for error as far as when you throw the ball up for a guy. Just want to give him an opportunity.
You said that when he first got to camp here, he told you, we're in the clouds.
Right.
Go get it.
No doubt. At first, because when I first started throwing to him, I was used to just leading him, leading the guys out there. And, Mike truly just wants the ball up there so he can go up and get it, instead of necessarily throwing it 60 yards down the field and you have to track it. So, that's just us is getting, our rapport better as a quarterback and a receiver.
What about some of the catches, Sam? Everybody still talks about stumble.
Right.
Your recollection of that?
Well, yeah, that one-handed catch, I mean, it happened so fast. I didn't realize he did it until I walked away and looked at Nate, and Nate was kind of like, oh, my God, So he didn't do anything special, just literally stuck his mitt out there and just grabbed it. The ball just literally stuck to his hand. So, he had another great one today over top of, I think it might have been Ron or something. But, those guys are going to go out there. They're hungry for the ball. And as a quarterback, that just makes me more exciting because I think our passing game is going to, definitely benefit from it.
What's it do for your confidence in a guy like that, especially when, he's a rookie?
Right, yeah. My confidence is huge on him. Like I said, I was a Sammy fan before we even picked him up. So, when he got here and he showed what he could do to all of us, the confidence is only going to go higher.
Also, fearlessness. There was a tip pass that you did. He went in between three defenders.
Four. Yeah.
It was four. But that play alone, there's a fearlessness about it. Yeah. When it comes to
No doubt about it. When the ball is going to Sammy, he looks at it as that's his ball. And, 9 times out of 10, I have the faith that he's going to come down with it. And that's a prime example. A tip ball from the lineman, and then the ball goes 10 feet in the air. He comes back and catches the ball over four guys. So, enough said about that one.
About Chris Hogan and his ability to continuously get open, be that valve inside?
Definitely. Hogan's done a great job, especially in the red zones, where the area is a lot tighter. So obviously the ball's going to be stuck on him a lot quicker. I know it was one I threw on him. He wasn't even looking down the red zone, just stuck it in his stomach. As soon as he turned his head, the ball was on him. And that's a hard catch to make, especially in traffic. So Hogue's done a great job.
You're pretty tight with all this gear. Can you kind of take me through what this progression is like? You're still learning the playbook this time last year. What kind of things are you working on?
I think now it's improving on the protection aspect. I obviously know the plays and I know, what Coach Hackett wants to get done, but now it's, going up there and, changing the mic declaration or sliding the line one way or another, just to protect myself so we can make the pocket, so we can get the ball downfield.
You feel like your game is your progressions a little bit quicker now?
I think so. That's the key, just try to get through them. I don't think you necessarily have to go quicker, but it's just a matter of actually getting through all of them instead of just going to one or two guys. You want to get to that third or fourth sometime.
It seemed like today was maybe a little more smooth, for the offense. Do you think there's been some progress in that area, maybe today?
I think so. There's always, been progress, even when we've had, not so good days. I think we've still had areas where we've had some progress and show that we can do some things, passing the ball. But I think each day, like I said, from day one, we just want to continue to grow as an offense. And, our run game's always going to be, a pickup for us, but we want to definitely throw the ball downfield as well.
DJ, to piggyback on that point, actually, how much of it is offensive line sometimes breaking down, or is it you just missing a timing of a route, or is it just the defensive line?
I think it's a combination of everything. I have to be on point. Obviously, the O-line, they're going to do their job. They're working hard day in and day out. They're going against four All-Pros, so it's not an easy task. But at the same time, I think that's going to help them as we go into the regular season. So we're still in the midst of training camp, and that's what it's for. We're here to train, and that's what we're going to continue to do.